Part 1. About Bees and Honey. Chapter 1. A Short History of Honey. When we think about honey, a particular image often comes to mind. It is a picture about a fine, intricate network connecting humans with bees and flowers over the millennia. This web stretches itself a long way back in time, towards the beginning of flowering plants and insects on Earth. We invite you in a fascinating voyage over the folds of this canvas. Once upon a time, the very first bees appeared, and they actually looked more like wasps. Anyway, solitary bees were first encountered in the fossil remains from the Eocene around 56 to 34 million years ago. Some of the oldest documented species of bee date from Upper Oligocene toward 23 million years ago. Apis aquitanensis was discovered in Aix-en-Provence, France. Apis cynapis cunoti in Carest, Vaucluse, France, and in Rot, Germany, were found the species Apis dormitans and Apis cynapis henshawi. Other populations of fossil bees, such as Cynapis petrifacta bee from Bohemia, cover the periods from the Oligocene to Miocene in the Western world. Only much later, in Miocene, 23 to 5 million years ago, appear the first honey-gathering social bees. Thus, a close vital connection emerged. The flowers depended on the bees for pollination, and vice versa. The bees needed the flowers for their golden crop. Consequently, a perfect fabric appeared, and man got himself interwoven into this fabric. Probably early humans realized many of honey's benefits soon, hence the gold rush began. Initially, men spotted and robbed the wild bee nests. At first, they defended themselves with water, and later they used smoke. Depictions of such activities can still be seen in cave paintings, such as those found in Spain, and dating as far as 7,000 BC. Anyway, this hunting occupation stretches over centuries and is still practiced in certain regions of Asia and Africa. Undoubtedly, bee lifestyle and behavior were thoroughly and precisely studied over time. And lastly, our great-grandfathers came up with ingenious methods to bring the bees close to their homes. In the beginning, they cut the tree truncheons containing bee nests and put them near their homes. Later on, they constructed hives from various materials such as twigs woven into baskets or river stone pipes all held together by clay. An illustration of such a primitive beekeeping is represented by the 30 intact hives dating around 900 BC, discovered by the archaeologist Amhai Mazar of Jerusalem's Hebrew University in the ruins of the city of Rehov, north of Israel. Proofs of honey consumption have been found all over the antique world. Wild honey, along with meat and, of course, fruits, were most probably among the first foods used by people. For instance, in Rig Veda, one of the most sacred books in India, dating around 3000 BC, honey is mentioned many times in various drugs, as well as an ingredient in different festivities. In the second millennia, people already knew 8 types of honey with particular features, so that each was recommended in certain illnesses. Also, honey's use was finely entangled with religious life, its knowledge, Madhu Vidya, being attributed to Asvins, the twin gods of medicine and healing. Vishnu and Krishna are often called in texts Madhava, the nectar-born ones,